This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
We're talking about pain points within automated customer services. We've kind of told you a couple of hours. We've spoken about hold music and going backwards and forwards with your bank cards and with your internet service providers and all the kind of futuristic tech that should be in place but isn't quite there yet and needs a little bit of ironing out, wouldn't we say? We've asked for your feedback. Arv, do you want to go over to Twitter first?
Yeah, so this comes from Maisaya, who says the number of steps to take, press 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you're either put on hold till the line drops or be advised to try again later after all the steps were taken. And then our producer Christine chimed in with being redirected to approximately 17,462 different departments because none of them can answer my exact question, apparently.
Over on WhatsApp, this is from Johan, who says, please press 0, 1 or 2. Our cars can understand us. Why can't we just speak out 0, 1 or 2? Yeah. There's another one here. This is from Maggie, who says, you know, believe me, when the problem is important, especially if it's hard-earned money, I have taken leave from work to resolve the matter. Ain't no mountain high enough to keep me away.
A friend of mine told me this, that And I don't know how true or accurate this is, and I don't know whether or not this is not a recommendation. But what he said was, if you are put on hold and you say an expletive, perhaps, that phone is answered a lot quicker.
That has worked.
Has
it? That has worked.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're listening while you're on hold.
No, they are. They can hear you. You can't hear them. So, you hear the music, but they hear all the stuff that you're saying. And this is proven because if you're next to one of those stand fans, the music sort of dips because it's still picking up the
audio.
That
is true.
Yeah. Have you heard that? So
I've
it means
known, yes.
Yeah. So it's still picking up all the audio. So if there is an expletive. They answer the phone much quicker because they know you're mad.
That changes things, doesn't it?
You guys have been on hold for way too long.
Long time. I remember once being on hold for 40 minutes, and then when it went, you hear the as if somebody's picking up, and then it went to the dial tone again, and I'm like, oh no, that's it. I just lost.
Oh, it just drops.
It just drops.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we move on?
Yes.
Please do give us more feedback, ladies and gents. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. So, being bored is no fun, especially at work. There's nothing worse than finding yourself bored in your cubicle on a Monday only to realize that there's still 4.5 more days to the weekend, right? But new research out of the Research School of Management at the Australian National University argues that whilst boredom is certainly boring, it isn't all bad. This loathed mental state can actually spark precious creativity. So the study asked 52 subjects to do a pretty boring job. Sort apart a bowl of red and green beans with just one hand for 30 minutes. Meanwhile, 49 other subjects, the control group, were instructed to create art projects with paper, beans and glue. Got that so far? Once the 30 minutes was over, each group was instructed to spend 5 minutes on a creative task. They had to come up with reasons why a hypothetical person was 2 hours late for a meeting. What the researchers found was that the bored group came up with not just more ideas than the control group, but more creative ideas than the control group too. The quality and quantity of production was higher for people who were bored than those who were not. Creativity itself was measured under a rubric that balances novelty with practicality. Ideas had to fit both criteria to be considered creative. A similar follow-up study also took measurements of other mental states, namely frustration and anger. We've just been referring about that. And it found that despite some previous research that implies boredom can lead to lack of motivation or dissatisfaction at a job, boredom didn't produce unwanted emotions that could be detrimental to mental health. In this case, people who were bored were just bored and they walked away with a net benefit of creativity. Here's a quote. Boredom is not necessarily miserable and harmful based on my research. This is according to the lead author. People want to get out of a boring state, so they indulge in novelty-seeking, unique thinking, which brings out creativity. So what are the limits? If we're bored all day, every day, wouldn't that be bad? Of course. The study is unique because it says boredom can be helpful. Not always helpful, of course. Now, she talks about optimizing boredom, which I think is a very interesting concept, right? if you are bored, generally find something that if that doesn't irritate your coworkers. But then she goes on to talk about using a ping pong table, which may well irritate your ping pong workers.
Sure.
But it's about getting out of that sat at your desk mindset and just going off to do something else that just for a few minutes is completely opposite to what you might be doing. But then she also goes on to talk about how boredom in some industries is not necessarily a good thing and doesn't spark creativity. Let's say, for example, you're a security guard. Hmm. Where you can't just leave your post and go off and play ping pong or whatever.
Yeah.
You
know, that's why they're on YouTube all the time.
That's why they're on YouTube all the time. You cannot necessarily be as creative as you might want to be as a security guard. You know, you have to stay focused the entire time.
Hmm.
But I think this kind of explains a lot. You know, when you walk away from your desk and you come back with that snappy idea or you come back with that title for your show or whatever, it explains a lot, right?
So are they saying that you should take that break after you're bored, or should you harness that boredom while you're feeling it and then go and do something? Because, just say you're feeling bored for like an hour, you have nothing to do at work.
Yeah.
So do you get up from your desk, go and do something else, come back, and then you suddenly get an idea, or are you getting the ideas while you're bored?
What she's saying is, you know, if you are bored, whenever you realize that you are bored, get up and do something. Get up off your feet, get up onto your feet, go around, do something.
You know what comes to mind right now? Remember just maybe last year, there were all these videos going around of this this Asian lady seated at the office, and she was like barbecuing stuff and, you know, creating food making her own lunch.
She had the hot
lunch.
Pot and stuff.
She was bored.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she was bored because she would make like hot pots out of office supplies and things.
Yeah, like the water cooler.
Didn't she use her monitor as well to make a barbecue or something?
Computer. She makes a lot of money also.
Does she?
Famous YouTuber.
You seen the views on that? Ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to have a look at that
because
I'm bored.
Also, you know, a quick search online about the of the most boring jobs in the world. Guess what's number one?
Go on.
My previous job.
Legal job. So 81% of people in legal jobs find themselves bored during doing the same kind of work all the time. Number two was project management. There was also support functions, finance control, consulting and accounting, financial services and banking.
They've all got maths and numbers involved, right?
You understand now why there's so many creative people in financial services and...
Are they though?
Coming up with new inventions.
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, she's been cheeky with this one today. It must be the whole music that we've got right now, right? It must be the music. It's creating, it's sparking. See, there it
she's
is.
She's harnessing
there
that
it
energy.
Is.
Yeah.
Elevator music will be the death of me.
It will.
Yes.
We are going to take a very short break, ladies and gentlemen, of course, but we are discussing how we're in an age of digital transformation. But when it comes to automated customer experiences, what is, I can't do it seriously, what is your biggest pain point? Do let us know via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us at. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Short break coming up from Shia Mag with Just Can't Get Enough. When we come back, how if you have 30,000 followers, apparently you're a celebrity. All coming up next on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.